Daddy, how are you social media marches doing this morning? Ready to make history?
Yeah.
It's a historic weekend in my hometown, and I'm out of town. Here's to you, black manager, real man of genius. Dyslexic booking black manager. Tom Silver J, you know the part in the movie The Butler where Cuba Gooding Jr. whispered in the butler's ear? Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about black manager. I'm missing out on one of the biggest weekends in D.C., the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, Ben's Chili Bowl 55th anniversary, and Chuck Brown's birthday. While some people are making history by marching twice this weekend, I can't even tell my grandkids. I was too young to make the first march on Washington, but I made the 50th anniversary. But nope, black manager got me in Dallas with Chris Paul at the Arlington Improv for two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and one on Sunday. Let's count down these contenders, shall we? Contender number one, black manager. This is long overdue, y'all, but missing this historic weekend takes the red velvet cake. In addition to missing the 50th anniversary march, I'm also missing a wedding and the opening of a new strip club. Real men of genius. Contender number two, Lamar Odom. Now, I don't know what's going on with Lamar and Chloe's relationship, but multiple news sources are hinting that Lamar's loving other ladies. All I'm saying is, save your marriage, man. You can't get kicked to the curb by Chloe. I mean, you're not going to be able to rebound after that. Shoot, she's not Kim or Courtney. How you going to meet women after y'all break up? By telling them you used to be married to Chloe? Chloe, shoot, how you think Chris Humphries meet women? His pickup line is, I used to be married to Kim Kardashian. Can I buy you a drink? Jay, if Chloe get rid of Lamar, it's official. White women are realizing what sisters have known about brothers for years. I mean, this is historic. Lamar is the last of the Brohicans, man. If Chloe get rid of Lamar, this can alter the history of the phrase, once you go black. Between Seal, Amar, Rashad, Lamar and Jay is all they got. Contender number four, DMX, for getting locked up in the land of liver pudding. Not once, but twice in a month. The second time he got popped by South Carolina Popo, he was a passenger. He get locked up so much, y'all, it's easier for DMX to just move into the jail and come out on the weekend. Wow. I mean, a Yala Vazan couldn't even fix his life, civil. Contender number five, 2 Chainz. Y'all hear about 2 Chainz tour bus getting pulled over in Oklahoma?
Yeah, man.
On that hell, still riding on the tour bus anyway. You know how much a tour bus costs? And the police got a whiff of that medicinal aroma in Oklahoma. Supposedly, 2 Chainz tour bus had a broken taillight, so they pulled it over. First person off the bus got locked up, but 10 or 11 of 2 Chainz entourage, who in the hell can afford an entourage, y'all? Apparently locked themselves inside. Sound like they were in there burning like Dick Van Dyke and Popo were trying to pull them out, Jay. The police had to tow the tour bus. Y'all see the mugshots of the entourage?
Yeah.
Did y'all see them? That tour bus looked more like the bus on Con Air. Did y'all see that? And Jay, not one of the people on the bus was... I mean, there wasn't even one woman on the tour bus. Not even a big booty holdup. I guess those fans was really watching. Mayor Bob Filner, you are the Bama of the week. Week. San Diego mayor, who's known for harassing the ladies, is finally set to resign after the 18th lady done came for it. Really now, Bob? I mean, how you say you innocent if 18 women come forward? Not one or two, but 18, Bob. 18. Bob Filner, step on down. You are